The sites we visit on the internet have pretty straightforward endings. NPR.org, just for example. You also have your .coms, there's .net and .edu. There are a total of 22 main web suffixes right now.
But as early as next month, the body which governs web naming is looking to add some 1,400 more. That organization is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN for short.
And if the plan moves forward, it will open up a whole new world of suffixes to remember. Think .nyc or .hotels. And for the first time, suffixes that end in Arabic or Chinese characters will be there too. There have been concerns raised about potential fraud and trademark infringement. ICANN says it's addressed those concerns. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Starting this fall, ICANN will begin rolling out 20 new suffixes, or top-level domains, every week. And ICANN CEO Fadi Shahad says it's about time.
Diversity to the domain name system is coming.
He says it will create new entrepreneurial opportunities. But for years, regulators, including the Federal Trade Commission in the U.S., warned ICANN against forging ahead, citing concerns about the increased possibility of scams, fraud, and trademark infringement with a vast and rapid expansion. Imagine anyone besides Hilton owning Hilton.hotels, for example, or consider transferring money using a site ending in a misspelled version of .Wells Fargo, and you begin to get a sense of potential pitfalls. ICANN says it has addressed such concerns. It is establishing a global trademark clearinghouse, Shahade says, will help prevent violations. Users will also be able to report abuse, and everyone registered to use the new domains will be bound by ethical rules laid out in contracts.
We have a whole regime of enforcement leading all the way up to revoking.
Shahade acknowledges there will always be bad actors. But more importantly, he says, the expansion is necessary to make the web more usable for people in non-English-speaking countries. Take, for example, Egypt. How do they navigate the web currently?
With difficulty. I have many of them who are relatives who don't even have a Latin keyboard. I think it's remarkable that we're finally allowing them to type from right to left in their own script. I think this is a very visible way to make the internet a global resource.
But not everyone believes this will revolutionize the web. Deepu Krishnan is a manager at MBA Fakhra Voyager, a conglomerate of internet firms based in Bahrain. He says though social media use is big in the Middle East, internet usage is still predominantly for business. The region is heavily dependent on imports and has large expatriate populations. And Krishnan says he doesn't anticipate many will abandon the traditional Roman letter websites for Arabic versions, if nothing else, because it limits the ability to communicate internationally.
They don't want to share an email ending with .Arabic to their client in the United States.
And with so many new available addresses on the web, will the web become harder to navigate? Opinion is divided. Chris Sherman is founding editor of Search Engine Land, a publication devoted to search. He says people are so habituated to typing .com that will remain the premium domain.
I don't think it's going to fundamentally change how people use search engines or actually find content on the web.
Elisa Cooper disagrees.
I think there will definitely be a lot of consumer confusion to start.
Cooper is director of product marketing for Mark Monitor, a company that does online brand protection for major companies. She says many of her clients are concerned consumers will get confused about finding the right brands. Companies plan to buy domain names in various iterations in order to protect their brands from abuse. But with so many permutations and combinations possible, many are having to take a different approach.
Trying to register misspellings and variations and typo squats across 700 registries is quickly going to become cost prohibitive.
Cooper says it will be a particular challenge for small businesses, many of whom aren't aware of the pending change and which don't have the deep pockets of large corporations.
They likely won't have the resources to do the policing to identify the abuse and then take action.
All 1,400 new top domains will be introduced within a year and a half. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.